Mark chapter 13, verse 24, and we're going to read a little bit. But in those days after tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers of stars that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then they say, the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory, and then shall send his angels and shall gather his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. With the mistakes I've made right there, I'll tell you right now, it tells us right there, when Jesus comes, the sun is going to be dark. The moon ain't going to shine its light. And that shadow of time for you is up, that trumpet sounds. It's time to make it right. You know, people in this world, I'm 24. People think they have all the time. I'm 24 years old. I've had three or four in my class since 2019, even beforehand, before we even graduated, have passed away. Yeah. And I only know one had left a testimony. Yeah. Let me tell you, your shadow of time is near. Yeah. Young and old, I'll tell you that. You know, it tells us over there, if we can real quick, over there in Matthew, but of the day and hour knoweth no man, this is the 24th chapter, not the angels of heaven, my Father only. But as the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of the Man. For as the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage to the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not to him the flood came and took them all away. So shall all the coming of the Son of Man, then there shall be two in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, the other left. Watch, therefore, ye know not what the hour of the Lord doeth. If you go back to Mark, it tells you at the end of it, when he tells you over there in the 37, says, all what I say to you is watch. Yeah. Honey, this morning, you see, we are seeing what's going on playing out in the days of Noah. People are eating, drinking, and marrying. You see this. You see, I'll tell you this right now. Worship of God that sacrifices, that wants you to sacrifice a kid. First off, in the Bible, God does not agree with that. He strongly disagrees with it. It was a test of faith. It was a test of faith. Now you remember this. In that, in this podcast, you know, child sacrifice, so they hit on it about how wrong it is. And you know, they brought up something that really shocked me. Abortion is child sacrifice.
And it is.
I mean, it is. I mean, if you asked me a couple years ago before I got saved and all that, I'd have a different story for you. But since reading this, studying His Word, we're seeing stuff being played out that the end time is coming. The shadow of time is near the end for everyone.
Amen.
Either the death bell's going to ring for you, or that trumpet won't be sounding for you. Let me tell you that today. And it depends on where you're going to be at. Because, honey, Satan. And she said, what really got her was, I believe it was Brother Jeff, excited about, you know, them making cookies. And her mom would be going up, she'd be just eating. Think about that right now. Do you want to be on this earth when that trumpet sounds and the world's ending and everything's getting burnt up? Right here, pay attention. And they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up. Behold, two men stood by them. have to physically see something to believe. AI's ruining that for everybody. Everybody wants to have everything so complicated. The good Lord ain't complicated when it comes to salvation.
Amen.
All you got to do is surrender. People have made it complicated. Yeah. I'll tell you this. It ain't a prayer from me or Brother Jeff or Brother Brad to pray for it. We pray for it, but we can't tell you what to say because that's between you and the good Lord. That's what sickens me. Me being the only one that I see that, and I hear the craziest stuff. I do. And I'm like, how are so many believing this false doctrine? Because it's for the engineers. Yeah. It's for the reason that your phone and internet can be the best thing out there for you. But it also can be the worst enemy for you. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, it can be. Because that's why this is James Harrison believing right here. That's why doubtfulness and salvation is so strong in this age group. It's because we have more people looking up answers than just giving to God.
Amen. Amen.
We have more people, I'm going to go ahead and say this, churches, quote unquote, hosting more to make people question themselves because it's just the work of the devil. Let's just be honest. It is. I mean, only thing I have anymore is Facebook. I mean, I delete everything. I do. Because it does work up to me. It does. It can ruin you. It can be young and
simple. Because
it ruined my, it can ruin a mindset. It's ruined someone at work's mindset on things. Because I got asked one time, and I kid you not, at work by somebody that knows I grew up in this, I love reading the King James Version. They believe in a different translation. He asked me, he said, why don't you Catholic? He said, because you're so old school. I said, honey, I went and took those verses about the solid rock of him building a church. I said, he's building a church upon him. He's the cornerstone. Jesus Christ is not him. I said, right there tells you about Catholicism right there. It's a work of man. I'll tell you again, it is. And it's also just a form of government to take over the world. I'll tell you right now, in this shadow of time, in this year and a half of being saved, year of preaching, a little over, I've seen my friends leave me because I stand firm in my faith. I've seen people come into my life that I never thought I would ever make. It's truly but Brother Brad. I'll tell you right now, he's a blessing upon me. I can text him late at night. Brother Mike, I can text him late at night, and he usually texts me back at 5 a.m. Brother Jimmy, I'll text him at 3 a.m. He'll text me back. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful because you have that brotherhood in it. Because this shadow of time, it does depend on who you surround yourself with sometimes. And the way this world's gotten so wicked that I'm not shocked the Lord's already done with this. I've seen more people I graduated with get arrested, do unspeakable things, and I'm like, what happened? What happened? What happened was, people got their feelings hurt. People got cold. People wanted just to be a routine Christian. But they clock in here on Sunday mornings, walk out, live a world. That shadow of time. That shadow of time of us saved here, we have to be representations. We have to be like that kingdom. We are His children. We need to honor our Father.
Amen.
And I'm here to tell you today that if you are here and you're lost, your shadow of time is near for you. And let me tell you, if you are 10, 5, to 78, 80, if you ain't saved, no matter what age, that shadow of time is about done.
Yeah.
Because we never know. We never know. We die. It's like thinking on come this morning at church. You never know. You never know when you've been in a car wreck. You never know. You can die at church. Just sitting in a pew, have a heart attack, and die. That's happened before. I've heard that happen. You never know. But you know what you need to know? Get that heart right, is what you need to know. When that sweet peace enters in. One thing that's so beautiful to me, in that shadow verse over there, get a little text out of it. At the end of it, it's a colon and a parenthesis. Makes a little smile to me. Because I know that when my shadow time is up, I'm going to live. I'm thankful that the Lord saved my soul. I'm thankful that I hunkered down on my knees. I'm thankful for that night. I'm thankful for what led up to it. Because I wouldn't take it back. I've done some pretty bad stuff beforehand. I'll admit to it. And I still do. I mean, my anger gets the best of me. But I'll admit, the old man, like I've said, if you told me 2-3 years ago about I was going to be saved and preaching, I'd laugh at you. I would have. That's how God works. I'm thankful that I'm just a vapor here. Because I've been burdened hard this week, knowing stuff and hearing stuff and all of my friends and family, and it just really hurts to see because, you know, like I said this morning, my mom and dad are the only ones besides some of my dad's side that believes this way. My mom's side doesn't. They believe in predestination. And I hate to break it to them, they're going to wind up, you know. I'm going to hell. I mean, I'm only point blank to them. They ever ask me. Saddens me to see their shadow of time. I try to be that light, but they're so hard-headed. It is. But I'm here to ask you today. I am. If you're here and you're lost, you got the time and opportunity right now to seek. Are you? Are you going to take that shadow of time to seek and make it right before that death bell rings and that trumpet sounds? Are you? Because this world's getting more and more wicked as the clock turns. It gets more and more violent. It does. Work in the public, you'll see. I've seen it. I mean, I've had people, one man one time, cuss me and cuss the name of the Lord at work. I told them to have a blessed day. That just ate up in me. That did. And he was old. And I'm talking about old, old. I'm sorry, but it was. I was like, whew. But it hurts. It does. To say that this world's become that way. It is. Just like Noah endured, we're slowly enduring this wickedness. We're seeing the same-sex marriage get more and more. I mean, I'll be honest with you, at work, since I've been there in 8 years, I have seen more and more homosexuality enter that place. And I can't share mine because, you know, I get in trouble if I tell them how I feel. So I had one boy a couple months ago ask me if I was homophobic, and I said, I am towards the sin, but I'll be nice to you. Amen. I said, I'll pray for you. That's all you can do is pray for him.
That's right.
I ain't gonna be mean to him, but I'm gonna pray for him, and I do. My ex-girlfriend. She's atheist. She's an ex. And I still pray for her. I want her to have that convicting power that I had. Because all I care about is her soul. I'll tell you right now, there's people that have done me wrong that I know are lost. And I still pray for them. I even pray for the ones that are saved to get off that path that want to live worldly. I still pray for them to come back to church. It hurts. Because it is dying out because people are getting hurt because they want to be lazy. I mean, you can't have church at home anymore. You can't. You can never have done that. And now that's where people will be at, that mindset. That's where that internet phone has got into with the evilness. Because we're supposed to fellowship with one another, be one accord. You can't be one accord through a daggone screen.
Yeah.
So I'm here to tell you, you're here